This is exactly right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Karen, have you heard of Handsome? It's a new podcast from the brilliant comedians Tig Notaro, Fortune Feimster, and Mae Martin.
I have heard of it. People love it. Every week, this handsome trio of hosts takes a question from a famous friend, people like Stephen Colbert, Reese Witherspoon, Jamila Jamil, the Indigo Girls, and then they do their best to answer that question with plenty of hilarious detours along the way.
You're going to love hanging out with Tig, Fortune, and Mae every week, so go check out Handsome wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Listen to a new episode of Handsome every Tuesday.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine? Do you need a ride? 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 Do you need a
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We are on the road with fresh, clean windows.
Oh my God, Chris just busted ass cleaning these windows.
That's the most labor I've done in weeks.
Are you exhausted?
My back. My neck. My... crack. All of them. All of my nooks. Everything. I'm sweaty.
You used it all.
I can feel it, but I'm glad I did it. And then
me too.
The wipers. Are the wipers the problem? It seems like the wipers added dirt.
Nothing's helping, that's for sure. I have a very hands-off approach to almost every element of my life. And it shows. This is just one where, you know, I leave my car parked outside in the driveway and then different things happen to it, like dust and sap and different things. And it creates a problem that I don't think about until the next time I get in the car.
I feel like my problems with spotting on my car, I'm just going to call it spotting.
It means something else to girls, but okay.
Yes. It started when I was 13, early when I was driving. All this spotting. And something is dripping from my roof. And it is a roof of a garage made of a cement foundation, so there's not a lot I can do.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a pain.
So it's old residue and dirt from the 1930s locked into that cement. Leaking down like ghost, it's ghostly spots.
Onto your windshield.
Yes, just historic. There's a history there.
There's pieces of Aloe Vera Street are in there.
Yes, early, the people that first built downtown Los Angeles, they're sweat and tears.
Yeah.
Covering my car.
You have to get that off there.
Yeah, it's probably bad for the paint.
But also when something gets onto your windshield, it's the last thing you're prepared to deal with when you get into your car, unless you thought about it beforehand. Of course, I never do, and brought it out with you because you're now out of the house, usually kind of far away from where your supplies would be.
Right.
Maybe this is an argument for building a little shelf in the garage with stuff on it that could fix that. Do you already have that?
I do.
Did you build it yourself?
I do. I did build it myself.
Dad.
It is not weight-bearing at all. I used the wrong L-shaped arm shelf.
So you only have very light paper towels on there?
Yes, I have one bottle of Rain-X and some brake fluid that's making it sag, so I can't add anything else.
Just how about a very light sign that says "Do not use"?
Yes,
that could help.
This is not. Do not step here.
Get away.
Oh, there's a sign. There's a part of an airplane wing that you really are not supposed to stand on. The rest of it, do a clog dance if you want.
But do not step here.
Not near the rudder.
No, please.
Yeah, my whole I didn't do a lot of research when I ordered my shelving. I got it from the dollar store, and that sounds like a joke, but they had a lot of, hey, did you just move into an apartment? And you know how outrageous paint rollers and the trays are and everything. 99 cents at this place. Of course they closed it. It was too convenient for Fairbanks, they said.
It's too cheap and easy for Chris.
Yeah, so I don't take care of my car either. I'm also hands off.
I mean, I think in Los Angeles after a while, because there is so much. Hey, listener, let us know if this is the most boring conversation we've ever had. We'd love to hear
and
from you.
That's second for me, too. And then I want you to start pointing fingers.
Well, and don't point until I make this point. The thing I was about to say is...
Yeah, you know we redeem it after 5 minutes.
We are creating the fodder upon which we improv.
Yes.
But I was going to say, in Los Angeles, there is a layer of dust on your car every morning when it is not dusty, because that's the level of kind of like air pollution and shit that's always floating around, where you can wash your car and, like, if your car is black, you will see dust the next day.
Yeah.
So everything feels a little bit pointless, and I think after a while people are just like, oh, really, who cares?
Yeah, and if you're in your car, at least you're being protected by this smog dust. Stay in your cars. It's the only place safe to protect your lungs.
True.
Sure, it's also the problem causer. It's a real chicken and egg thing.
Well, but here's the problem finisher.
Mm-hmm.
Get in your car. Get back in your car. There's a 99 cent store for you.
Yeah, I bet. See, they mostly have canned goods at those ones. This was an independent.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you a blue collar type guy? Do you do a lot of the occasional laboring? Do you clean windows for friends? That was the place by my house.
Huh.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of food. Food.
Food.
How do you say it again?
Food.
I eat a lot of cuisine from other lands, and I say food.
Food.
And also, sometimes I leave my windows dirty because it's a butterfly, and it got squished, and I want to keep it there in memoriam, like a open casket.
Now, how long would you mourn a butterfly on your windshield? Would that be a day, 3 weeks?
Monarch, 6 weeks. And a moth, I still, even people, apparently moths are ugly. Ooh, they're gross.
What?
It's like pigeons compared to doves. They're the same.
Not true.
I love a good moth.
Absolutely.
I see one, I'm like, enjoy my sweaters.
You deserve it.
Yeah, eat a hole in my pocket.
It is weird. The first time I had moths and started realizing that's the reason I was starting to get holes in my sweaters, and sometimes expensive, like a cashmere sweater, where it's like, wait, what? I can't wear this right now? And then it's like to finally trace it back and be like, oh, that's not a cartoon.
Right.
That's really a thing you should try to prevent. And it's the weirdest experience.
I really did. It's funny you said cartoons. I really thought moths only ate cartoon sweaters.
Yeah.
But they are alive and well, and they're in this plane of existence.
And I think if you get, because this is also the part of this whatever show we're doing now, where this is the conversation we have,
yes,
you can get like cedar chips and put them in your closet or place, whatever your space is, that has moths, and the cedar chips will make them leave you alone.
Yeah, and we all know mothballs are just little, that it's a punchline at this point. It's the smell of an old person.
Yes, and also the smell is so bad, it's kind of like, I'd rather have a hole in my sweater.
Yeah, than have people avoiding me.
Right, and being like, I can't be called grandma again.
Mm-mm. It hurts me even more than it hurts you. I have some pretty exciting news.
Oh.
I've
But you're like, let's get all the dust chit-chat out of the way
right.
first.
Yes. Okay. Moths are fuzzy butterflies. In conclusion, memorialize their deaths.
Yes.
Especially when you're the car murderer. Next subject. I have a menu item named after me.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Super Sweet Tattoo. I've never had coffee there because I thought, you have to be getting a tattoo. I'm wrong.
Okay.
It's a coffee shop right by my house, and they have a lemon cold brew drink now called the Fairbanks.
No!
But
wait,
this is one that I think I was going to get one for you, but I didn't have a little cooler. I just put some ice packs in there, cooler. I'm like, won't that be fun if I come with the Fairbanks beverage? It's called the Fairbanks.
It would have been fun.
Like the lawn at the celebrity cemetery, the Fairbanks.
The Fairbanks.
Yeah, very official sounding, but it's a lemon meringue cream, like a foam.
Ooh.
That is in a cold brew with a little candied lemon wedge. What, did something just fly at us?
It was just a newspaper, but there is a cop up ahead that's doing that thing where they drive back and forth so we can't go faster than
I will never understand what that is.
It's them slowing the traffic down because there's something ahead that they need to make sure everyone isn't just barreling into it.
Well, it's absolutely horrifying when, like me, you used to go do comedy and have a few drinks, and then you're driving home at 2 a.m, even though you know your blood alcohol level is at a legal limit. You probably shouldn't be in the car. And then all of a sudden, they're going back and forth, and all these guilty, scared people are just driving timidly behind them.
They're like acting like, yep, I can adjust down to 45. That's no big deal to my drunken brain.
But if it's a traffic thing, why do they do it at 2 a.m? That's what I don't understand.
It isn't always a traffic thing. Sometimes it's because there's an accident, or like one time it was because for us, I think, there's another piece of paper.
Are you sure that policeman isn't throwing newspapers? I think it's a hijacked car. And that's just someone wildly yelling, Print is dead!
It's what it is, and this is the funniest thing about Los Angeles.
They are really going.
The reason he's doing it like that is because if he doesn't do it like that, people will try to pass him. Because this is Los Angeles and we're on the 134.
Wow.
So he is, listener, we've got a highway patrolman in an SUV.
Yes.
Doing a serpentine that is so, the S's are so sharp.
Yes.
That it looks like he's trying to act crazy.
He's turning and almost coming back the same direction at times.
He's because doing, he needs to know that we're all on the same page, that we have to, right now we're going 14 miles an hour.
Yeah.
On the 134, which is unprecedented. Never happens.
Yeah.
But something is ahead that he's like, we can't just have all these people driving into this mess.
I also, don't you think, though, he's just having fun right now? Part of me thinks he's just giggling.
Aside from the shape of the fun.
Well, he did announce.
Hold on.
We have a vehicle coming ahead. From what I understand, a car is coming this way.
No. Is it a high-speed chase?
I hope it's a high-speed chase on the wrong side of the road. Not that I don't want anyone to get hurt.
I certainly don't want us to fucking get hurt. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm going to roll this window back up.
I really think he said we have a vehicle coming up this way.
I hope he goes up and takes the hit for us, because I don't want to just be sitting here.
Well, there's several cars in front of us. Don't worry, they'll get it.
Well, I'm leaving at least 2 car lengths in front of me and the Tesla ahead of us.
I guess now I'll pray. Please, Lord, let the other cars get hurt before us.
How about...
That's how most people...
Please, Lord, it's me, Chris Fairbanks, from Trampoline Camp, or whatever it was called. I might be combining a couple of your childhood stories.
No, well, you've created a childhood I wish existed. Trampoline Camp? I'll go there tomorrow.
There is one you can go to that's like a trampoline place where all the floors are trampolines and you just go and do that all day.
Dear sweet baby Lord, if I make it through this oncoming car, please let me go to adult trampoline camp.
As a reward for surviving this oncoming car situation.
Yes, I will deserve a reward.
Should we?
I guess we're waiting. We are waiting for... I mean, this happened the other day. I was watching the news. It was a hilarious...
Wait.
Another announcement?
I heard something.
Oh, there was a wrecked car. It is not a car coming our way.
Oh.
See, because the windows were up, I didn't quite hear. Okay, that was almost a very exciting episode of Do You Need a Ride?
I was legit scared when I thought a car was coming this way. I was like, if we just get into sitting here, get smashed into, I'm going to get really upset.
Yeah. Well, you do want to switch up cars.
Very true.
Yeah. There was just a car wrecked, I guess. They just plucked a car up. And now we're all just driving in memoriam of that car.
Why is everything in memoriam?
I don't know. It seems like a slow funeral cavalcade.
Here's a third. Oh, there's the tow truck. I see.
Oh.
Here's the other memoriam. On my way home from getting my teeth cleaned on Monday, I believe, driving down Ventura Boulevard, right by Laurel Canyon, like, you know, the big croc intersection?
Sure.
There was a car flipped over.
Like on its back, like a turtle?
Yes. So it's some kind of accident where the car was going fast enough where it hit something and flipped. And I came upon it. There was people outside. There's people around, but there was no services yet. And I watched the driver get out of the driver's side of an upside down car on Ventura.
You were the first responder. Did your training kick in? Your father's training?
No, because I was actually like the fifth responder, and the fifth responder just gets to go home with like a clean conscience. Because
Right. What
am I going to do that's any more than what those people
do? Yeah, what I usually do is fumble with my phone until I spot someone else that's already on their phone. And then I'm like, well, I did a good deed today.
They don't need 15 911 calls.
No.
In fact, that doesn't help at all.
Do not flood the dispatch center.
Please.
With your calls.
In memoriam of the dispatcher. Ooh, sorry.
It's okay.
Whoa.
I could use a hand here. Stick your arm out.
Jesus. I'm so sorry.
There we go.
I went to brake and my flip-flop got caught underneath the brake. That scared me.
Oh, wow.
What's happening? Are we in danger on this episode?
I feel like, you know, how some...
Jesus.
Oh, your car keeps yelling at us. That red car. Oh, it just highlighted another Prius. Is this like a social media thing built into your Tesla?
Yeah, I don't know.
Another Tesla.
Another Tesla. Or it's like, hey, there's a Prius. Stay away from that Prius.
Yeah, Prius. It's a new electric car in town.
Get rid of it.
Old-fashioned hybrid. Yeah, I'm not a flip-flop guy. You know that about me.
I do.
Mainly because I'm very scared of having my feet exposed. I've kicked? What is wrong with me? I've kicked many a coffee table. My household had many knobby, wooded, redwood furnitures that are made by my dad, and I would kick them at a high rate of speed. Very excited. Usually when I was happy.
Yep.
Like, yay!
Boom.
I get to go to trampoline camp. Kick. Bare toe.
Broken toe. Trampoline camp's canceled.
It's been so painful that I'm like, well, what is it like to have a broken toe? Because I've never kicked and broken a toe, but it is that thing. And I remember seeing my sister kick the same tables and just, you immediately collapse and lay there in silence and everyone gets quiet because you know how painful it is.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, stubbing toes. And that flip-flops are just like, hey, here's my toes, ready for the stubbing. There's no roof. It's just a slippery floor with only one stabilizing unit, and that's the thing between your toes. And I don't like having, even if my socks are between my toes, I can't leave the house.
So you can't really, there's really no world where you could wear a flip-flop.
No. What if I have to run? What if I, all of a sudden, it's time to go? You gotta put your flip-flops under your armpit.
You don't always have to run, though. Sometimes you can dip over into a corner and not run. Let people run past you.
Yeah, as long as I'm hidden. I have to be in a dark corner. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone seeing me take my flip-flops off.
I'm just saying, as
a toes are gnarly.
As a compulsive flip-flop wearer, and I also have gnarly toes, and it much like my windshield, I'm like, who cares? Truly. But I had this thing where a couple days ago, it got a little bit colder, which in LA, it's like, oh, the season's changing. And then
that was fall. It's concluded.
Yeah, it's already over.
We're back to 85.
But I was really bummed that I had to put, I was like, oh, I'm too cold to wear flip-flops. I have to put on socks and I have to make this transition into covered shoes. And I was very upset about it. It felt weird. It's like that thing where, you know, you wear your bathing suit all summer, you wear shorts all summer, and then you have to put long pants on.
Yeah.
And it really is a weird adjustment. That's how I feel about flip-flops, because I wear them so much and they're just so kind of convenient. And the ones I wear are super comfy always.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to wear anything else.
It is the reason I have my slip-on shoes, like a Van slip-on. That's got the same. I just slide into those.
Yep, same flip-flops, same vibe.
They will fly off. I really don't understand them at the beach. It's like, oh, let me collect sand for me to continually walk on.
Well, but then you just pick your foot up and that sand goes away.
Right, you are right about that.
I mean, I've been there.
I've had enough sand-filled Van slip-ons to know I should be a flip-flop man.
At least at the beach.
I guess, much like the shoe, my opinion of it, I'm a flip-flop flip-flopper.
I'm so sick of you not landing on one side of flip-flopping or another.
I'm just like any call me McCarthy, because both sides of the aisle are mad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get very political. I did a little research for that one. I figured it would come up.
Are you going to keep talking about Kevin McCarthy?
No, I don't know much about him.
I don't either.
I know more about Kevin McCaffrey. He's a comic that was on World's Dumbest. Also loved by Democrats
Republicans.
Oh,
everybody?
Until the show was canceled, but still continues to play.
World's Dumbest.
Yeah.
Check it out on Fuel TV or wherever you get your fine clip shows.
Did you know that there's a channel?
That pause. I was like, what's happening?
Did you know? Think of something. Think of something. There's a channel. Kirk, you're talking. People are listening. Keep talking, Fairbanks. On my TV, within the Samsung device, without the purchase of any plan, that just plays this show I've never watched called Portlandia that I want to talk about now because it's funny.
Really?
I never watched Portlandia. I don't know where. It was on IFC. When have I had the independent film channel?
Right. I didn't know that still existed.
I mean, they're on the show. They're on new iPhones and stuff. It seems pretty recent.
Oh, good. Well, did you know I wrote on a season of Portlandia?
I didn't know that. This didn't even... Are you kidding me?
No.
Is that how your pals with Fred?
No, I knew Fred from early comedy days at Largo.
Oh, okay.
Kind of before, I met him right before he started doing stuff that led him to Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was one of those things where he went into a dance studio?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
When he was just kind of doing man on the street stuff that was so good and funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that recently. Well, I'm watching Portlandia. I'm ready to laugh at a show that's more than 10 years old.
Yes.
Some of the episodes.
Sometimes but it's that's how it is.
But round the clock. There is a Golden
show.
Girls station. I'm not here to talk about TV. But I've been watching it. I'm going to admit that. Now a lot of people watch it. So a lot of people right now are like, me too.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, you're not the only one. But then you're like, but I am the only one that waited for a decade to give Portlandia a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, there's also a World's Dumbest channel. So I can watch how I used to look 10 years ago exactly. And it's confronting.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it is time passes.
It is. We're on an Earth that is spinning in space. And time is made by the Lord in space.
I said time passes and you said it is.
It is. Time passes. It is.
It is.
See, that's an interesting way to look at it because it was, it is, and it will. Yeah. It will never not.
True.
Time has passed.
Although, wait, it may, who knows, because they, you know, there's the new Hubble telescope in space that's way more powerful, and they're seeing way more shit in space.
Yeah, really cool images.
So this week, I've seen a bunch of, they're like, oh, they just discovered these planets that are not, what do you call it when you go around a star?
Orbit.
They don't, they're not in an orbit, they're just floating. That's really weird. They saw that somewhere far, far away. And then the one I saw this morning is they, you know, one of those pictures where it's like all the stars and it's basically all black with orange little spots.
Yes.
Orange hotspots. There was one that was a perfect question mark, but it was orange, like a star or a planet or whatever.
Wow.
And it was literally a question mark. And someone on TikTok was just making a joke about it of like, I know a sign when I see it or whatever. But it is really funny that it's like this. I don't know if we're ready for how powerful this telescope is.
Right.
Or this saddle. I don't know what it is. What, yeah. The new Hubble, whatever it's called.
Yeah, the Webb.
Yes, yes. That's yes. Right. That's right.
W-E-B-B.
You know.
I know. I know about space and science and politics.
And moths.
If you came here to learn, well, you should probably go somewhere else. But
yeah, not for learning, but no. Just for chatting. This is all shit you could say at a party that unless someone immediately looked it up, they wouldn't know that you weren't right about it.
Right.
That's what we're providing.
And that's one thing I did learn from a Portlandia episode. All you have to do is learn one thing and then drive the conversation to that one thing.
Yes.
And then continue. And then people are like, God, you know a lot. But you're really secretly getting everyone to talk about what you want to talk about. Like a real conversational sociopath.
I have to say, of course, Fred Armisen is truly one of my favorite performers and favorite comedians and number one. Carrie Brownstein also, not only hilarious, but in one of my favorite bands of all time. So, like, cool, truly cool.
After watching, as a side note, yes, I listened to a lot of Sleater-Kinney after watching Portlandia.
Just to get the full
taste test? Yes.
Of, wow, these guys have it all. But then on top of that, Jonathan Kreisel was the EP and the director. And he is also...
How do I know his name?
Kreisel was he's the EP of Baskets. I've talked about him because he's like one of my favorite bosses ever. And like...
He directed my commercial for H&R Block.
Yes. He's a great director.
Okay.
But he's also a great creative executive producer and, you know, guide. And he really... Like, it's the three of them that made that show, I think, like, gave it the kind of sensibility that it had.
Yeah, he's like a calming presence. He's like, goof around, be silly. This doesn't matter.
Right.
Like he was really, I'm pretty sure that was the guy. Did he direct a lot of Baskets?
Yes.
Yes.
He also has...
I like that guy.
He has kind of crazy hair.
Yes.
Yeah, that's him. He's the best.
Well, I do believe he knows about this podcast.
Yes, he does.
And that podcast that I've done with you the whole time, so thank you. And
oh, you're welcome.
I think that's why. I think I'm thanking you now for getting me that H&R Block commercial.
Oh, think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you're welcome then, doubly.
Yeah,
I'm doing... But that's... Okay, fine. But I would say, here's the thing is, people listen to their friends' podcasts all the time, and it doesn't mean they cast the other person on the podcast for anything. So that's, you can put that right back to yourself. That wasn't nepotism.
Right, right. I nailed the fuck out of that audition.
That's right.
That's what that was.
You're auditioning right now. Did you realize that?
Oh, yeah. Listen to my voice. Should I do more characters? I can do characters.
Okay.
No, you're not going to hear another.
How about an Italian chef?
I don't know, yay!
Wait, are you arguing or are you doing an impression?
Yeah, someone put the sauce in the wrong fucking badaboosh. My guy, he's a chef, but he also, you know, you don't want to mess with him.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But, yeah. Well, I guess I'll wait for casting to call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they will.
Mm-hmm.
Once the actor's strike is over, we should... delineate. Actor strike is not over. They have to settle with the actors. They have to give the actors what they gave the writers. They have to start respecting the people that make things
right.
more.
And ran right now. What's happening now, folks, is they were allowed to go into pre-production. So the writers, correct me if I'm wrong, are writing on things now.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Well,
and
the writers are settled. Their contract got settled.
Yeah, they're getting into rooms together. And then soon they're going to call Fairbanks.
That's right. The auditions are going to kick back up and it'll be like, drive to Santa Monica, pretend you're talking to a squirrel. It's going to take you 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's one line.
I forgot. I don't like it.
We're going to go with a famous person.
I forgot. That's how I'd see. I'm just going to act like everything's the way it was the past few months.
Okay.
Yeah. Zero expectations.
Well, you never know, though, because we put in a lot of episodes. So maybe people are like, since recent episodes, they're just like, I just have to work with this person.
Yeah, maybe that is happening. You never know what people are thinking of you.
You don't know what anyone's thinking or feeling of you.
Let's see if your car has another friendship with this car. It did just say hi. It was a little bumper wink.
It said hi in a nice tone, not like the beep, 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 beep we got before.
Hi, friend.
Hi. You should sell me soon before I don't have any value, Karen. That's what I'm hearing. You should probably trade this in for something else. Did you realize there's some real problems?
I do that too.
The owner of this company?
When I'm giving bad news, I get a little higher.
It's hard not to go up here with it.
I really like this car, but don't you think that given the current climate...
Don't you think the fact that he's a crypto-fascist...
Crypto-fascist. That has a nice ring to it.
I actually don't know what that means. I just,
no, it's perfect. It's buzzwords. I like them. I'm buzzing. We're bees, baby.
Uh-oh, it's another character.
Put the sauce down!
Who dropped that bag of drywall?
Yeah, that was going to be really usable.
Who collected the drywall and then dropped it in the street?
And that's the bad stuff. I could tell by its fibrousness that it was a mesothelioma-causing drywall.
Oh,
the kind that you cannot clean up yourself.
You know what's funny?
Asbestos.
My grandfather was a drywaller and a plasterer.
Is he no longer with us?
He is no longer with
us. Was it lung-based?
It was not.
Okay.
He got to die of old age.
You know I wanted to be a doctor.
No, I do know. And you love to talk about doctor things.
I do. I love when the inside of our bodies is just blood and skeleton, Karen. Aren't you interested?
Have you ever seen that thing, the bodies exhibit, where it's basically human bodies without skin, and they're posed in certain things?
Yes.
What's your feel about that?
I find it fascinating. But it's scary. I watched a documentary about it, and the artist has a very creepy voice. It seems like, hey, I'm a serial killer, and I reassemble bodies.
Yeah.
But some of them are really cool, but it's hard to look at. It's like a skeleton, you know, and the musculature is in front of the skeleton.
As separated. As is.
Not around, not separate, not outside layer, but they'll like have a skeleton on the skeleton of a horse. And then a few feet in front of that is all the muscles. And it's really interesting, but it's hard to look at.
Is it though? That's my thing. So Georgia just covered this on...
It looks like prosciutto.
The other podcast that I do. It's called My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Georgia did a story about the bodies exhibition, and I thought it was leading to this big reveal of like, but then here's the horrible thing. So from the get-go, I was like, I hate this. It's so gross or whatever, being super like that. And she basically got to a point where she's like, well, yeah, but that's fine. It's still going on today. And I was like, oh no, I thought we were,
I thought
you were about to give some reveal of exactly that, like you're saying, because I think it is super weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's amazing, but I don't really want to see it.
I don't want to see it at all.
I've told myself you should go see it.
No, don't tell yourself that anymore.
I just like I don't like the process though. Think about it's like embalming. It's dead bodies.
Okay, so, I mean, look, I don't want to be, you know, mean to people who like this is their passion or something. But why is that your passion?
Right.
Like this is, we have so much to be figuring out with all our skin on. Why do you want to disarticulate human beings, tons of them, and horses? Horses?
Yeah.
The nicest thing on the planet that almost everybody just wants to touch their head and nose, and you want to take it apart,
yeah,
skin it, and remove the skeleton.
Here's
from
what
the
it
meat?
Looks like disassembled.
No, thanks. I'd like it assembled, always, strictly, as a rule.
Yeah, I like my horses in one piece.
Please.
Unless I'm trying not to be rude at a barbecue.
Or I'm in a costume with a friend.
I like it. Someone, the one in back just smells your farts all day. It's a great costume.
How does the one in back get that job?
Yeah, talk about a terrible coin flip to lose. Oh, the back of the horse costume.
Okay, can I just tell you, sidebar,
mm-hmm,
I was shopping on Amazon today and I needed to get something on there. It was the detergent for the washing machine that I had to get because it's the only one that fit in the space in my house. And so now I have to get specialty detergent, whatever. I have to order it on there. I clicked on the button that said bestsellers just because I was like, yeah, what's this going
to
involve?
I always go to bestsellers.
I've never clicked on it before. And the first thing on the bestseller page.
Well, she lost both her babies.
Oh, no.
There's just a lady that she seems disappointed, but not as disappointed as I would be. Where did she go with those babies and where are the babies now?
She could work for a baby gift store and that's somebody just ordered that and she's walking it to their house.
That's like a carriage version of the horse costume because one of those babies has to be in back.
That's right.
Anyway, the bestseller. The bestseller.
Oh, the number one thing on the bestseller page today was a coin flip. It's a coin that you can use to make decisions, right? So there was one that just said yes, no. But then there was another one that literally had a sexy lady in a bikini carved out on it. But it looks like it's fake copper.
It's a bestseller?
It's the number one bestseller. Number one and two were these two coins. And it said coin flip decision coins or something like that. So one is just a yes, no coin flip. The other one says, I hope I get some tail. And it's...
Oh, no.
And then it would have had a lady in a bikini on it. And I'm like, excuse me, where is this selling so
did
great?
Did the other side say, but I'll settle for some head? Oh. What kind of... Were you in a special category on Amazon? Grandpa's Den?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know what was happening. But I bet you that is what it said. Okay,
it had to.
It must. Of course. I didn't even think of that.
No, I mean, that's the kind of writer's room I want to be in.
Yes, you will be victorious in that writer's
room. The day is over. It's by 11 o'clock. They're carrying me off in my rolling office chair.
I'm just saying it was so, yeah, victory is yours 100%. But I'm just saying it's so weird. This bikini lady was carved out like fucking Abe Lincoln, but it's a lady, like supposed sexy lady. Like what? I just looking at that, I stared at it for so long of like, what am I being shown? What is this?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Annalise found it. Am I right about it being on the bestsellers page?
Well, the only other thing is attention. Let's flip a coin. It has to be a coin flipping category. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and it is a sultry. This is a front. Her nipples are blurred out because they can't show it.
Yeah.
The real coin, you see nipples. This had to be, this coin was X-rated and had to be edited.
Wait, in the description, does it say that the other side says anything about head?
No, well, I
so it says, heads I get tail, tails I get head.
Oh,
he was
see?
Right.
Yeah.
You won it. You won it.
Yeah, just...
Good job.
I have a gift. I have a gift. Yeah, that's... Well, the funny thing is when...
I have a gift.
For to know that there's nothing going on, no funny business when it comes to coin flipping, that's why you use a quarter, because everyone knows it hasn't been tampered with.
Yes.
No one shows up with a little burlap sack. Oh, don't worry, guys. I have a special coin... For flipping, yeah. That's 10 minutes of everyone testing it and biting it.
and going, this is magnetized, trying to rip
that's,
us off.
Yeah, that's how you, using that coin would get you murdered at most casinos.
I mean, also, why are you flipping coins at casinos? Let the professionals handle it.
Yeah, are you the best seller? That means that everyone is just completely indecisive.
But also, I have to say, not the bikini lady one, but I was like, well, that's kind of a dumb, funny gift to give to people.
Right.
If you feel like, what do you get the guy that has everything?
Right.
Sexy decision coin.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring one for Bridger if I ever do. I said no gifts again.
Yeah. If you do know someone that needs a lot of things, though, and really has nothing, do not buy them that coin. It is only for somebody that has everything already.
Wait, Annalie, sorry, but how much was that coin? I think I'm turning on
the low price of $12.99.
Well, see, that's the other thing. A quarter, is as far as I, it still is only costs a quarter.
It is, yeah. Quarters are still 25 cents.
That's... Yeah, well, it's just crazy to me. What a worthless thing to purchase.
That isn't that good.
But I will never, I like anguishing over decisions. I love that it's hard for me, but I would not feel good about any decision if a coin decided it.
What about a sexy lady coin?
If a sexy lady came over and said, listen, we have to make some decisions about your life.
Enough of this shit.
And I'm not going to wear clothes. And I'd be like, all right,
let's do this. Insist.
Let's start with my taxes.
She's a really sexy CPA that doesn't wear clothes.
Yeah.
For your, it's kind of like the topless maids service.
Yeah.
They have here in Los Angeles for reasons that baffle me to this day.
Yeah. What a scary job every day.
Horrifying.
Just, oh, they're definitely expect funny business.
Yeah, for real.
The kind that doesn't make you laugh.
The unfunny business.
Yes. Serious business. I love this neighborhood. This is like...
Isn't it nice?
These places are like mini. Look at that mini house.
Yep.
There's a street in Orange County in Costa Mesa or Newport Beach. I remember I used to drive by it a lot. That is houses for little people. And they have little doors.
Oh. Short.
It's like a whole community.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah, and they're beautiful houses.
And it's that was specifically built so that finally they don't have to be in big people's world.
Yeah, it's a shorter house, everything. The doors, the windows are lower.
It's great.
I was like, wait a minute, is this a street for little people? Thinking I was making a hilarious joke.
Or independent children. There she is.
Yay, Posey, look at that. Speaking of skeletons, at least that one doesn't have his skin. That is...
She was pointing, of which side of the car should I get into? I thought you were pointing, going, get in here.
Oh, no. I was saying, it's this house. It's one of the...
We're switching cars. I love what you've done.
Thank you.
You painted the spectrum. How'd you do that? Did you do that yourself?
My friend Jenny did it, who from Bad Cop, delightful punk band. She's a artist, too, and she makes amazing cakes, and she... did it for me.
Wow. It's really cool.
Yeah, it looks great.
Drank a Baja Blast and watched it happen. did you see the... I have two inflatable eyeballs in the front of my house. You should drive out.
I didn't.
Wait, yeah,
and
let's
that,
go.
Of course,
it's all
is your
spooky.
Giant skeleton with a little owl friend. Oh, you have lots of... Oh,
we
yeah.
We just, this week, did some Halloween decorating. So,
I like it.
Eyeballs. It looks like Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the railing looks like the teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
That's
an inflatable flamingo skeleton, too.
And you have a baby skeleton with a plastic bag over its head because it died playing with a plastic bag.
Yeah, it came... Like it came with the bag on its head, like just from Home Depot. And then I was like, well, let's just not take the bag off. Cause I think it's kind of funny.
Let's tell a little story.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The, we have a lot of little kids in our neighborhood that love the skeletons a lot. And the other night, a family walked by and this one little boy, he's like maybe four. Every day he walks by and he goes, hi, skeleton, to my big 12-footer.
That's pretty
good. And he has, like, a little owl in front of him right now, a little, like, skeleton owl. that I got last year for Christmas. People just buy me bones.
Yep. Now they know you love bones.
They know me.
Ooh, we have to, we're going to ask Brandy about her opinion. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But they, I was like, oh, who's your, what's your favorite part of the new setup? And he said, I like the owl. And I was like, the owl doesn't have a name. Do you want to name him?
Oh.
And he goes, okay, hold on. Owly Skeleton is his name. And then his parents both looked a little disappointed.
Yeah, well, me too. That's, yeah, that's like, put him up for adoption material. That is like, oh, we, there's no hope here.
He's he was under a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah.
I was like, you take your time. That's the first pitch, buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Really think about it. Owly Skeleton.
Owly? He's just like, I don't know, what do you, what would make you guys happy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, you know, Carl, whatever.
Yeah, works. Carl. Carl would have been great. That kid I want to hang out with.
Yeah, I know.
It's Brandy.
Yeah. It's me. Hey.
She's here to hang out. So we were just talking about the Bodies Exhibition.
Oh, yes.
What's, let's hear your opinion about the Bodies Exposition.
Oh, I've seen the Bodies Exposition. I've seen it.
You've gone to
it. In Vegas, yes. I was in Vegas, and it was, like, for free at the Tropicana one year.
Okay.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do? It was, like, at the hotel next to me, so I was like, I'll go see it. I did not enjoy my time there.
Okay.
Because isn't there, like, there's a weird rumor that it's, like, bodies that are, like, they weren't donated.
Oh.
They were, like, prisoners or, like, yes.
Whoa. See, that's exactly the kind of nefarious background I wanted to hear about this guy, because he's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, sounds like Joseph Mangala or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a
and
lot of
sense.
And
they, like, seeing them in person, they... It's like, you've seen, we've all, I'm going to make big generalization. We've all seen somebody in a muscle onesie, right? No, maybe not. Maybe that's just me.
A muscle onesie? Like a one-piece baby with without sleeves?
Yeah. You know, like a zip-up, like, little suit with, like, a musculature on it.
Oh, I like sure.
Yes.
I got you.
Oh, yes. Like, good body.
Yes.
Mr. Universe leotard.
Yeah.
Don't you mean that, like, the guy that, there was a character on Conan, early days Conan, where he was like, I'm Mr. Goodbody.
Yes.
Okay.
There's him. Yeah.
Based on a model you could get when I was young, it was like all the organs, and then you glue it together. It's crystal, and that was Mr. Goodbody.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We got to the bottom of that.
We've all seen that.
Yes, I have seen that.
But to see the real thing is it's hard. Because, like, their belly buttons are there, and, like, they cut, like, there's a few parts that there's still skin. And they belly button, there's a little bit of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a little bit of skin around the eyes. And it's just, you're like, oh, this isn't, I don't actually want to see this.
Right.
It's like, I don't think I'd be good at taxidermy. And I don't, like, I never wanted to dissect a frog. But, like, you know. Bones, once they've been bleached and clean, interesting to me. Just not with all the extra... No.
I was confronted, and mainly more my mom was confronted, because she was a member of PETA and everything. We had to dissect frogs in science class, like in eighth grade, and I think her and I decided together that I wouldn't be cutting on frogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, less work for me, I guess, but I was actually interested in drawing them. So I just drew, for people that couldn't draw, I would draw their frogs. So I was like the house frog drawer.
Nice.
But it got me out of cutting, because it was really intense that they make, first of all, that they hand out scalpels to a bunch of kids.
Right.
I know.
They, of course, probably don't do that anymore.
They couldn't.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
No, there's no way. Half the kids would be like, I refuse.
Yes. It is really disturbing.
Yeah. But in the late 80s, I was the only kid that was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. I like that you chose to create instead of destroy, Chris.
Yes, like, that's true.
I will draw things and bring more in the world. That's cool.
Yeah.
But they, like, I would just like to, that parallel, which I understand you're just kind of trying to make that point.
Yeah.
But these are people. And that's my thing, is just like that idea that this person who wanted to do this idea is like, everybody's going to want to look at this.
Yeah.
And he was right in a way, because they've been doing those displays for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like... My thing is, like, what the fuck is anybody going to pay money to look at that for when it's, I can't imagine it isn't disturbing for most people.
Yeah, it was not fun. Me and my brother went. We were like, we could gamble instead.
And it was free.
Yeah, it was free. I was like, I would never would have paid for this. But it was like, if it's, you know, it was in like the... I imagine like your corpse is in like the lobby of a casino.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I very much think about, I want to be burned. Because I listened to a Dan Carlin's Hardcore History about the fall of the Roman Empire years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a few of like, I think like Cicero was his enemies when he died. They dragged his body through the streets and like people flew through like feces at it. And then they like threw his body to the dogs. And I don't know, it upset me so much that I was like, you got to burn me when I'm dead. Not that yeah. I have that level of enemies, but I'm like, the idea that that could happen to your body?
Brittany, what right. are you doing? What are you doing that this might be a fear? I want to know.
Well, now I'm worried they're going to cremate me and then just pour my ashes on a pile of shit. It can go both ways.
Ashes I'm okay with. I just don't need my... Like, there's enough bad pictures of me on stage as a comedian. I don't need people to be taking even worse photos of my corpse.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to think about it, but I am more upset by the horses. Just like in a Western, when I can watch people get shot all day, but when they mm-hmm. shoot the horse, and then because the real horse actor, you know, horse actor.
Yeah.
Falls over. They're always
gets yanked to the ground.
Yeah. Westerns are troubling to watch.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
Yeah. But what's, okay, if Westerns are on the more troubling side of things to watch, what's the most healing thing to watch?
And we're talking old movies that maybe are from a time where everything is troublesome?
Or anything.
Ah.
What's the antidote to if you just watched a horse get shot in a Western?
I my pitch would be, reality shows that are about people being good at what they're good at, with no drama beyond.
You're talking
just...
about Forged in Fire, and I know you are.
Or also the Great Pottery Throwdown.
Oh,
you know, like things where it's just like you're good at what you do, and this is lifting you up, and you're meeting other people that are like your peers.
Yep.
And it's bringing a community together.
Yeah.
That's good my answer. Pitch. Yes. I like that.
I like that too. And I'm just on my phone. On purpose, find the people, even though they know they're on camera, these guys that are just giving money to mm-hmm. people without homes. And
that's the best.
Every time. It gets me every time. I fully cry.
Well, it's solving real people's immediate problems in such a serious way.
Yeah, and it's a short amount of time. You're committing like you watch five of those, and you've mm-hmm. only 5 minutes later, you're in a better mood. You don't have to watch three Golden Girls episodes.
That's right. Just, Brandy, you can have anything you want off this menu.
On the menu. That includes one food item.
One food item.
Wow.
Or a water.
Yeah.
Hi. I don't want to get too close to this car. Hi. Can I get a couple drinks? Can I get a... double tall, one pump mocha hot.
I'll have a hot coffee with almond milk.
Okay. Can we get a grande, just whatever your regular coffee is, with almond milk?
Yeah, kind of grande iced green tea lemonade, no sweetener.
Ooh. Can we also get a grande iced green tea lemonade with no sweetener? Annalise.
I would love a cake pop.
And do you have cake pops right now?
Oh, I'll have the chocolate one.
A chocolate one, please. Thank you.
Oh, very exciting.
I mean, he can get sing-songy in the end, but we heard that cake pop attitude, didn't we?
Yeah, don't make me guess the fucking cake pop.
I don't know. It's been a while since I worked here, Ted.
I mean, there also, you can't tell me there aren't seasonal cake pop flavors, but whatever, if you don't want help. That's fine. Exactly. I realize you've probably been screamed at 89 times today.
Right.
Yeah, just give me some pumpkin spice bullshit, man.
Motherfucker.
I always, when I go through a drive-thru, I'm always just say, hey, how are you doing today? And they're so thrown off.
Yeah.
Because they get treated by such, like such shit all day. They're horrible. I'm good. How are you? I mean, thank you for asking. And then... I'm not charging you just because I said, how are you?
Yes.
I'm not bragging about what I do, But there are videos. If you're in a bad mood, there's videos of me going through drive-thrus and saying, how's your day? Yeah. And then getting something free out of it. It'll heal you. It uplifts.
I just like to watch a video of a performer treating anyone else like they're human.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not comedian destroys heckler. It's actually comedian builds heckler back up to a place where they don't feel like interrupting a show is going to make them feel like they're in the world.
Yeah. Exactly. The world already destroyed them. How about we like rebuild?
Yeah.
You know?
How about we ask them some questions about their parents?
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on.
But not looking for joke answers, looking for some therapy.
I'm looking for some connection.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're every year Halloween comes and I'm like, oh, I should have started on my costume. It's very important for me to dress up. Mm-hmm. I'm not this year. I have to be on the road. But have you thought about costumes and what you're going to wear?
I do have a costume situation this year. I'm going to be in New Orleans for Halloween.
Fun.
And with my boyfriend and then my one of my best friends since eighth grade and his wife live there. And the four of us are going to do the cereal monsters. So I'm going to be Frankenberry.
That's great.
Rick is going to be, my boyfriend's going to be Count Chocula.
Sure.
And then we've got Boo Berry and Yummy Mummy.
Yeah.
Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy.
Who's going to get Boo Berry? I'm worried.
Well, I think with the four of us together, I think it might help.
Yes.
Like, I think you... Honestly, you need Count Chocula.
Yes, you do.
My boyfriend is going on a crash diet to fit into the suit that he bought.
Rick, please be careful with your eating disorder.
He's just like, I have to lose 10 pounds to fit into the Count Chocula suit. I was like, just don't talk to me about it.
That's so funny. I've had so many costumes that I was too big for, and I'm not a huge person. Yeah, that happens a lot. Because they're for kids.
Yeah.
Try finding an adult-sized Count Chocula.
I mean, it's truly.
There's kind of nothing worse than that, too, where it's very, as you like to say, Chris, confronting. Where the year I had to find scrubs... Because I was the Ebola nurse, trying on scrubs in like a, you know, costumey thrift store or vintage store. And it's like, these scrubs don't fit me. It's like, God damn it. Like it was such a traumatizing experience to just be like trying on these crazy pants. And like some of them were gigantic, but most of them were like, all these nurses were so petite. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, the scrubs, I will say, based on my Instagram ad, scrubs have gotten sexy in a weird way.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of scrubs. They're very form fitting. They got joggers now.
Very fitted.
These nurses are beautiful. And I'm like, well, it's not the nurses, and I've been in the hospital, but I mean, I guess, you know, all right, good for you. Good for you guys.
I mean, okay, if that's how you want to do it.
Yeah, like, I've been intimidated by the scrubs I've seen on Instagram. So
okay, thank you.
Don't worry.
I guess you're right. They're maybe these days just slightly more fitted than... Mm-hmm. I just kept expecting I was going to basically be, it would be like if you were borrowing pajamas. You wouldn't be like, oh, I kind of don't fit into your pajamas. And it's just like... But I don't fit into these fucking scrubs.
Did you do a croc with them? Or
I did clogs because I was. Mm. It was the year I went as the Ebola nurse.
Oh, I like that.
It was a while ago.
That's fun.
And I knew I purposely picked that costume so I wouldn't actually really have to have a costume on because I was just like, oh, I'm just going to... I might as well have been a jogger because I'm like, I just want to be comfortable. So I'll just wear these scrubs.
Yeah, the year there was an exactly right Halloween party and everyone put time into their costumes and I just had a lab coat and covered it with spider webs. And I'm like, okay, so I'm just a dusty old... Okay, I'll put some spider webs in my hair. Oh, how about some spiders in my hair? And then I couldn't get it out. It was a costume that lasts for an entire week.
There you go. Spider doctor.
Yeah. Everyone thought it was an origin story for Peter Parker or something. Or I guess there is a Spider-Man character that turns into something because of...
Yeah. I'm the five and under from the flashback.
Exactly. Yeah. I just need to do a little research after I make my costume and apply it to something.
That was the same party where I went as Megan Fox and Frank. I brought my dog and he was Machine Gun Kelly.
Ah, he's got that. I could see it.
He's got the vibe.
Yes.
But I bought fox ears and a really long wig. And people kept telling me, oh my God, you have to grow your hair out. That looks so good on you. I'm like, you guys, this is like a weird, I don't even know. There was like, I was like, at one point, Georgia goes, no joke, you have to grow your hair long. And I go, it wouldn't look like this. There's literally tinsel in this hair. Like, it's sexy hair. They made it that way. It's like, that's not what my hair is going to look like.
Yeah, it's people trying to compliment you, but all they're saying is you should wear wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could look different.
Could you cover this up more in some way? But I love the way it looks. Really quick, sorry, Brandy, because this started before you got in the car,
That's
but
fine.
Chris was telling me, and I think you're going to want to hear it too, he's got a drink named after him.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know, right? Haven't you always wanted that?
As you were telling me, that's when we spotted the highway patrolman that was driving crazy.
Right.
Because there was an accident on the one.
Oh, they did the thing where they bobbed and weaved across. I'd never seen that till I moved to California. That the first time I saw that happening, I was like, is there a bee in his car?
I
thought it was a full Tommy Boy situation.
Yeah, exactly. Are those the cops from Superbad?
Yeah.
They're so high right now. Oh, sorry.
Oh, this guy looks like, of course, this guy looks like he would have an attitude about cake pops.
Yeah.
He's being nice to her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give him a chance.
He practically kissed her on the cheek. Or kicked her. He's going to kick you on the cheek.
He will not.
Better not.
He won't.
He's going to be nice.
But we are going to find out exactly where this ends. Anyway, we all have our coffees, will you tell the actual story?
Because
I want to know the how and why of all of that.
Okay.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's DYNAR Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.